Michigan Tech basketball coming up Thursday night, the men's team and the women's team. Then again on Saturday at noon, women's team and men's team. Doubleheader action. Coach Kevin Luke joins us right now. Congratulations on a great week last week, Coach.
Good morning. Thanks. It was hard-fought games. Both games were very competitive, and of course, you know that's going to happen in the GLIAC, and we're excited to have taken care of business at home, and you know certainly excited to still be at home and face the challenge of this upcoming weekend.
Well, you talk about close, good games, leads being exchanged, and I know that's exciting for the fans. It's probably tough on the coaches, though.
Yeah, your guy loses his hair doing that kind of thing, but. You know, the kids overcame it. I say kids because they're younger than me, but they really fought hard, didn't lose focus, stayed on task, and we got the job done both nights. Very, very happy for them, and it's something that we needed just to kind of stay pace, if you will, in the tough North Division.
Well, looking at the standings right now, Coach, I don't think there's any teams below 500 in the North, and there's no teams above 500 in the South Division. Obviously, we've got the tougher half of our schedule still to come. Talk about where we're at right now.
Well, you're always disappointed if you feel like you've given games away, and that's what we did. So, but I also think that will help our guys stay focused and on task. And you know, I mean, we're not in bad shape. It could be worse, obviously. Could be better, but with that being said, we got to play every team twice, you know, so we feel good, and it's got to start Thursday night with Ferris State. Of course, as everybody knows, they're undefeated in the league and have kind of had their way with the South Division, and, you know, we got to make it very difficult for them to come in and feel comfortable at our place and play a great game, and, you know, then we'll see what happens.
Even though it's probably not true, it feels like Ferris State's kind of come out of nowhere with that undefeated record. They're 12-2 overall. They're ranked number 25 in the country. You know, what makes them so good?
Well, you know what, the biggest thing is they got everybody back from last year's team that really didn't have great success, but I think they took that personally and they, besides having everybody back that played, one injured player who was extremely good athlete has rejoined them because of an injury last year, and you know that puts them in a category where, you know, with that experience and athleticism, hard to beat. And you know, again, we have to counteract that this Thursday.
And of course, you have them not too distant future in their place, which is always a tough place. So it makes this weekend even more important, doesn't it, Coach?
Well, you know what, if you want to contend for this league in any sport, you know, you got to. You got to at least split on the road, and you know, take care of business at home. And it's really tough, but we are at home, and that's what the facts are. That's what the stats have proven over the course of time. And it's nothing new here. We gotta protect our home turf and get after this. This is why you do this stuff. This is fun. This is competitors love this, and that's why you go to work. That's why you get excited. That's why you do this stuff.
We'll talk about the two wins a little bit more detail here. Obviously, a come-from-behind win against Lake Erie on Thursday night, and then on Saturday, five guys in double figures. But both games, you had different guys stepping up, and I think that's, you know, kind of been what you've been preaching all year, right?
Well, we're trying to get the bigs involved and get some help for our perimeter, obviously, and I think that's evolving. It's never a done deal, and we all have to get better. If you miss a couple of shots, there's room to improve, and I like the way the balance has been there. We just got to get a little more consistent with, and I don't want to say effort because I think they play hard, consistent with results, and I'm liking that, especially in our contest on Saturday. Like you said, we had five guys in double figures. We're seeing more of that this season now, and that's key, because when you look and when you scout us, you can't just say, okay, we got to get Ben and shut him down and we got a chance, because now our bigs are contributing. Jason Hawk is very capable, and actually Troy Heck played one heck of a basketball game on Saturday for us as far as scoring and, you know, being able to defend and give us hustle plays.
Coach, always seems like your teams play hard, but is there a difference between playing hard and playing with that, you know, extra intensity, maybe that extra little edge that's going to make the, you know, deciding factor between winning and losing?
Yeah, you know what, and I do agree with you. I think that's something that we're, quote, noted for is playing hard, but I think the thing for us in our locker room that we talk about is not only do we need to have to play smart, we have to play within ourselves and within our systems, because our systems are what kind of give us the edge on people, and when we do that, we got a great chance, and we did that certainly in the second half, and the kids always kind of play hard, but when they play smart and do things that the tech way, you know, to stay within the guidelines of our systems, were pretty hard to beat.
I know you have leaders in that locker room, Coach. Who normally stands up and vocally becomes a leader in say, an intermission, halftime locker room?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, it's evident that Ben is the guy that he's not an overly aggressive get up and get in your face type guy like I am, but when he speaks, and he's done that, you know, quite frequently, and you know, even there's guys that pull together and this group kind of, you know, Ben gets it started, and then Chartier is in there and Heller and those guys, they kind of discuss things, and then I kind of come in and either in my way shape and form, kind of, you know, get after it, and between those two entities we seem to get her done.
Coach, Ferris State, we talked about them a little bit. How about Grand Valley State? What do we know about them?
Well, you know what, they're always tough. They always defend. They have good balance, and they got quite a few players coming back. To be honest with you, they've struggled a little bit, and I'm not trying to jinx us or try to, you know, not be disrespectful to them, but they've struggled scoring on occasion a little bit, and they did this past Saturday, and they shot like 2 for 20-some from the three-point line, or 2 for 19, and, you know, it's tough to, especially at home, they were playing at Grand Valley, and, you know, it's difficult when that happens, and they're down there trying to fix that, and if there's a team that wants us, Wes, that's a great point, it's Grand Valley. They only had 8 losses last year, and three of them were to us, so they're going to come up here fired up to try to get a sweep at, you know, at Northern and here, and it's nothing different than any other year, but especially we got a little target that's on our back with the Grand Valley Lakers.
All right, Coach. Well, it's going to be an exciting week of basketball, and it starts Thursday night. Michigan Tech women will be playing, and the men will be playing, and we'll have the broadcast for people who can't get up there. Want to get everybody up to Econo Foods, get those youth tickets also, reminder about that. And Coach, good luck this week.
Boys, thanks. It's always a pleasure.
Coach Kevin Luke here on Mix 93, talking about the big games coming up this weekend, starting Thursday night. Get your tickets, and we might even have some tickets to give away a little bit later on. Our weather forecast right now is brought to you by Superior Service. 1 degree above zero is our temperature right now in downtown Hancock.